mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it.
We talked a little bit this morning about the NFL Combine, which is going on this week. Matt Schneidman over at The Athletic put together a really good, really strong list of questions that he has, or generally speaking, fans should have for Brian Gutekunst. Entering his eighth season as Green Bay's GM, Gutekunst might not be as sought after by reporters in recent years when the buzz surrounded quarterbacks Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love was at a fever pitch, but there are still plenty of important topics to discuss ahead of the 2025 league year. So I just want to run down, give me a little bit of NFL music, Joshy. I just want to run down some of these questions that Matt Schneidman has compiled. And Chewy, you tell me if you, how you think Gutekunst should answer this question or will answer this question, all right?
Yep.
Do you agree with Josh Jacobs' comments that you need a proven number one wide receiver?
No, he won't answer that. He will say something to the effect of, well, I like the guys we have in the room. We expect a little more from them this past year, but, you know, they're still young and we expect them to grow, so I feel very comfortable where we're at.
Yeah, he'll dance around it. If he said, yeah, I think we need to be aggressive, and like, that would be the shocking thing. If, like, he just absolutely agreed with what Josh Jacobs said, that would be the shocking thing. It's a question that needs to get asked that I doubt that he's going to provide any sort of answer to.
Second question, is Jair Alexander going to be on this team next season? Chu, how do you see him answering that?
Well, it's a very fluid situation. We haven't made any decisions. You know, we think the world of Jair, you know, we know he's battled some injuries over the last few years, and we're just going to make, we're going to wait and see how things pan out.
I think he's going to give an answer. He won't just say yes or no to it, but I think if that question gets asked, if Matt's able to ask that, or if anybody else is able to ask that, we will have a really good feeling of whether or not Jair Alexander is going to be a Green Bay Packer in 2025. I think he's going to hint strongly one way or the other.
I think he'll say something along the lines of, you know, Jair Alexander has been tremendous for this team, and when he's 100%, he can still be a difference maker in this league, and you'd love to have guys like that out there for your team. So we'll just see as the offseason goes on how it shakes out, but we want to have a Jair Alexander on our team. Something like that, right? Like, where he says...
We want guys like Jair.
If he says, we want Jair Alexander on the team, then Jair ain't going anywhere, because you've got Jair Alexander on the team. You don't have to look for Jair when he's already there.
Famously, he did want and plan to bring back Aaron Jones.
Yeah, but that was also, like, you undercut him on the contract. Like, Jair's pretty locked in. Like, if you go to Jair and ask him to take a pay cut, then Jair's gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, but he could still, as I tried to work out a contract and it wasn't right.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I don't know how much, he doesn't have a ton of guaranteed money left. Like, the only way you go to a player like that is to extend him and give him more.
Uh-huh.
Third question on Matt Schneidman's list. Have you discussed trading for a veteran edge rusher? Chu, how will he answer that?
Well, we're always looking to improve the roster. You know, there's guys out there we obviously like, but, you know, we're kind of a draft and develop type of team. But if there is someone that fits, like, you know, McKinney last year was wonderful, and Josh Jacobs, if there's a player like that and it works for us, then we'll go out and do it.
That's pretty good. I think Chewy nailed it. I think Chewy just absolutely nailed that. Just knocked it out of the park. I've got no notes. Nothing to add.
Schneidman does say in his recap that there's no way Gutekunst fully believes what he said in January about already having the right players in his pass rush group. The fourth question he has is, how will you keep Walker around for the long term, assuming his fifth-year option is too expensive? Chew.
Well, there's ways of doing things to keep the person around, because if you remember back to Jordan Love, he didn't get the option, but we did some things that the player was happy about and we were happy as an organization. So the fifth-year option isn't the only avenue that we have.
Gabe?
He has just really, like, plugged into Brian Gutekunst's brain. he's just plugged in right now. It's unbelievable. Because, yes, that is the, if they want to keep him around, clearly they're not going to give him the fifth-year option. I wonder if they just let him play it out, though. Like, I understand there's still a lot to be excited about there, but I think they just let him play it out. All right, let's see if he continues to improve. And if he doesn't, you've got other guys you feel good about, and you can just let him walk.
So Schneidman doesn't. Go ahead, Chew.
The only reason I'm good at doing this is because I'm fluent in BS.
So Schneidman does say, he does have a quote here from Brian Gutekunst on Quay Walker recently. Can I read this to you guys?
Sure.
Yep.
Quay continued to make a leap, and he is another guy who has struggled through injuries at the end of the year, but he was really impactful for us. He continues to be a great leader for us. Certainly think we would love to have him around here for longer than just a couple of years. He's that kind of guy. Which, again, you can hear the kind of dancing around, compliments, but not really committing one way or another to what the intentions are. All right, next question. How is Watson's recovery going?
We feel very good about it. You know, we've looked at a few players around the league who, you know, had this same type of injury late in the year, and they battled back the following season, maybe not at the beginning, but we have full confidence in our training staff to get him ready at some point in the season next year.
This is the closest thing you'll get to an answer from Gutekunst today, because he can just openly talk about, you know, somebody in the recovery that's on the roster. I think he's going to give a good answer. Yeah, you know, we're planning on him being available at some point late in the season, still early in the recovery process, so we'll continue to know more as we get closer to training camp and OTAs and that sort of thing.
Will there be a little bit of gush, though? A little Christian Watson gush? Will it be like, look, he's a difference maker out there. We know that we're a better team when he's on the field, and so we want to get him back out on the field as quickly as possible. Something along those lines. Can you hear that from Agudi?
Yes. I think he'll also say how hard of a worker he is, because everything we hear about him is he's like a great teammate. He's a great, hardworking kid, and they're going to say that. I'm more interested in how do you replace that? Because he's obviously going to miss some of the season. How do you replace his unique skill set?
I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
FU stands for follow-up in interview lingo.
What did Joshy ever do to you?
I thought you didn't like the answer.
He's just asking questions. Just thought he gave a good, insightful answer here. The questions you were asking, Jennifer.
And then I just gave you an FU. No, FU stands for follow-up, so that would be the follow-up to the question. When I'm writing my interview questions, when I go into an interview, you have an FU after a question, depending on how it's answered. So that, I'm sorry, yes, I should have explained that.
I think you could probably figure out a better thing there, maybe a symbol of sorts.
It really stands for follow up.
Yeah, it's just bad vibes and FU. I don't want to be reading FUs. I don't want them sent to me, that's for sure, after you tried it out there.
That was good.
Next question from Matt Schneidman this morning on The Athletic, as we are just hours away from Brian Gutekunst addressing the media. Number six says, are Dobbs's multiple concussions a long-term concern?
Well, obviously it's a concern. You know, we have great medical staff who will take care of him. We're evaluating it. But, you know, we sat down and talked to Romeo at the end of the year, and we felt good about where we're at, and we expect a big year from him next year.
Yeah, he's going to dance around this question as well, because based on the concussions and the productivity and the incident that he had earlier this season, I can't imagine that Romeo Doubs is a Green Bay Packer in 2026, unless he has a monster year. So I don't know how much Doubs factors into Gutekunst's plans past 2025.
So next question, have any teams called about trading for Malik Willis, Chew?
We don't really want to discuss that, and we keep that in-house. We really don't want to talk about it. We're very happy with Malik. You know, obviously everyone knows he won two games for us. You know, it was an outstanding trade on my part. And, you know,
I'm not going to say that.
He's been doing so well, and then he just sneak that one in there.
I tried.
Yeah, he's going to dance around it. I can't imagine the Packers would seriously consider many offers for Malik Willis, because this is the backup quarterback you want.
Isn't he pretty inexpensive?
Yeah, he's still on his rookie deal, so he's inexpensive to the Packers. Plus, how often have we talked on this show about a backup quarterback? Well, if Jordan Love's out four games, can you go 2-2? Because that's all you're really asking for your backup quarterback. In the games where he played significant time, the Packers went 3-1. Sign me up for more of that. The Packers would probably part with him for an incredibly high draft pick that's outrageous for another team to pay. So I can't imagine that they would seriously consider any offers for money.
I don't see any way he answers yes or no to that.
No.
And just goes, we're not going to get into any specifics on trade requests or trade talks with other teams.
So, yeah, that's
all right, the final question that Matt Schneidman has here on his list on The Athletic, and again, this is another good one because we have talked about how does a front office show more urgency? Chew, if you're Brian Gutekunst and you are asked, how does your front office show more urgency, what would you say?
Well, I think we have shown urgency. We just have a plan. You know, that plan's being implemented right now. And, you know, I feel for the fans. I know they want a Super Bowl, and we feel that we, you know, are in a position to win one. We just have to stay healthy and put it together. And, you know, we're going to stick to the plan, which we think is a good plan.
So that, to me, seems like that should be the follow-up to, do you think the front office needs to show urgency? Because that's been a debate as well, where we've talked about with Jason and throughout this offseason so far of, does Brian Gutekunst think that the urgency is on him in the front office, or is the sense of urgency more on the players and the coaching staff? So I think where I would probably start there is, do you believe that the front office needs to show urgency, and then how do you show that urgency if the answer is yes?
Okay, so from a question-asking standpoint, I think you're right. You have to establish first and foremost if he believes that that call for urgency extends to him mm-hmm. and his decision-making group, or if it is just about coaches and players taking advantage of the opportunities in front of them. I think it would be hard for him to sell that the urgency doesn't extend to him and his
correct. Like, the urgency has to be everywhere. So once you get him there, then you have to ask him, how do you show that urgency as a front office?
I like it. I think these are really good questions. I hope that many of them get asked today when Brian Gutekunst addresses the media. And I would not be surprised if many of the responses are eerily similar to what our very own Mark Chmura spit out over the last 15
minutes. We may have to save those and just like compare and contrast
absolutely.
Once we get the audio from Goody.
Just and then like on a social post, one next to yeah. the other, and then ding. Or
I mean, we'll have to edit out the part where he toots his own horn
yeah,
as Brian.
We
Gutekunst.
All know that's not going to happen.
I mean, a tremendous trade.
That was a tremendous trade by me.
I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm a big deal.
I single-handedly made that happen. All right, we got to get to power rankings too. You have
kind
power
of a
rankings.
Big deal.
Yes,
I does.
Oh boy.
Hey, what the hell's that all about?
I'm terrified. When you're left to your own devices, I am terrified.
He's about to throw me under the bus because I helped.
All right.
He did help.
That makes me feel a little better, actually. Chewy, if you have a supervisor, that makes me feel a little bit better.
Just in general.
Joshy, you're his chaperone, essentially.
Hey, you know what, guys? Hey, you know what? F you.
He's just asking for follow-up.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I could provide that to y'all. Yes. I'm glad I could share that nugget with you, share that wealth. Time to talk about the best purchase that I have made recently, guys, and it is my Good Health Sauna from Good Health Saunas. Always been a fan of health and wellness. You know this about me. I like to work out, and I like to keep my body in tip-top shape, and that's what the Good Health Sauna does for me. Had it right installed in my basement, easy to use, very accessible. Maintenance is pretty much nothing. And it has a true lifetime warranty. It's a local company, and you know I love that as well, supporting the local community. They are based in Appleton and Waukesha. You can check out all the different infrared saunas that Good Health Saunas offers by visiting their website, goodhealthsaunas.com/Jen. There you can find a discount code if you or someone you know is in the market for and wants to experience the Good Health Sauna life for themselves. Go to goodhealthsaunas.com/Jen.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hey, everyone who I let try borscht likes it. They don't love it, but it's it's a liver.
What an endorsement.
This is your pitch.
But hold on.
Hey, yeah, like, guys, good luck. I don't even have to talk anymore.
On 94.5 ESPN.
All right, Mark Chmura, what do we got?
It's a great list. Thank
you, boy,
very
you
much.
Say that every time.
All right, so this is what we're going with here. We're just trying to. I think I'm going to give you 20 guesses to get 8. Is that too many, Josh?
Yeah, I think we're going to do 10 guesses to get 8.
Oh,
I like 20.
I'll give you 12 to get 8.
Okay,
12
we'll, to get we'll 8. Give you the 2 extra.
Apparently it's a negotiation.
Yeah. Am I on Pawn Stars or what?
And yet the two people who made the list, Jen, are negotiating for us. We have no say.
This part wasn't negotiated beforehand. We were negotiating a lot of things, and this was a fresh one.
Play the open dashi.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's Power Rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night? Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
Okay, so I had to tweak this because the topic is the best streaming series of all time. But I had to kick out, you know, how the Oscars, oh, it's in French, they won the Oscar. I got rid of the dumb ones. You guys have probably seen every single one of these, okay? Pardon?
So at very least, you have heard of all these.
Yes.
Well, so that, I think, is a little hinty-hint, isn't it?
You have 12 guesses to get 8 of them. Okay?
Okay.
Are you clear on what's going on?
Yep. We're looking for the best streaming shows of all time, right?
Correct.
Okay, so Game of Thrones is on this list, even though Gabe has never seen Game of Thrones.
Well, but Game of Thrones isn't strictly streaming. It's on HBO.
Hey, stop being technical, all right, French boy?
Well, then, if it's on HBO,
Jen,
then it's not a streaming
series. Game of Thrones is number 2. We'll get rid of Gabe's disdain for Game of Thrones.
Well, so then, if it's on HBO, like, how is it?
That's a streaming service in my house.
I don't know where streaming came from in this thing.
It says right here.
Okay, well, now, I'm just confused because, like anything can be streaming, but it's also, like, on TV. Like, that's on a channel at a specific time.
Josh.
Think of things that are typically
on
the apps.
He's wrecking my list.
He is.
Wait, you're going to get weed whacked in a minute.
Well, no, so I didn't realize HBO was going to qualify on here, but I mean, I would say, like, the biggest thing I would think is Stranger Things.
Stranger Things is number 7.
Okay.
Okay, that was a good guess.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, like, Netflix, I'm thinking...
Breaking Bad? Or is that too old?
Breaking Bad is number 1.
Okay, it's not a streaming series.
I had no idea it was going to be number 1 on the list.
All right, so this is the best series of all time then?
I went for drama. I told them to search for best dramas.
The best TV / streaming series of all time.
Oh, TV / The slash.
That's a very important slash that was omitted. Okay.
Yeah.
You guys are, you know what?
Okay. Lord. I think we're on board now.
I mean, Breaking Bad's AMC.
Yes, correct. Aired before streaming services really existed.
That's why I asked if it was too old. You know?
Yeah, and then obviously made its way onto Netflix. I'm trying to think of other big Netflix series that have hit. Breaking Bad is there.
There's a big one staring you right in the face.
There's about 4 big ones.
I mean, if Breaking Bad's on there, is Mad Men on there? Because that was always huge right around the same time.
Is that a guess?
Yeah.
Wait, no, it's not on there.
Mad Men?
I thought you said it was.
Nope, no Mad Men.
Oh.
You have 8 guesses left, and you have 3 down.
How about The Sopranos? Is The Sopranos on there? Thank you.
Sopranos is number 3.
Yep.
Okay. So, The Wire?
The Wire is not on the list.
Holy moly.
But he also, like, removed some, so I don't know.
I don't think he removed The Wire, but he could have.
You guys talked about this show all the time while it was on. There's a couple of them.
Okay, well, we're working our way through it. Is House of Cards on the list?
Ooh, that'd be a good
one. House of Cards is number 6.
Oh, we've got to be crushing this list at this point. We've got 1, 2, 3, right?
1, 2, 3, 6, and 7.
Yeah.
Is what we have.
But you got 2 wrong guesses.
How many were we allowed?
4.
Well,
4.
12.
12 guesses, 4 wrong guesses.
We're trying to get 8 in 12 guesses.
Okay.
We talked about this. Hmm. Man, I'm... what about, what's the one everybody watches now? Yellowstone? Yellowstone on there?
Not on the list.
Okay.
Dang it.
There's one I can give a hint on that's more of a limited series than it is... Actually, two that are more limited series than actual, like, multi-season things.
Yeah. What about... So we did Breaking Bad. Is Better Call Saul on the list?
Better Call Saul is number 4.
Oh,
wow.
Right.
Okay.
Can you just reset the list for us, please?
All right. 1 Breaking Bad, 2 Game of Thrones, 3 Sopranos, 4 Better Call Saul, 6 House of Cards, 7 Stranger Things. You guys talked about one of them while it was on, like, weekly.
Oh, Ted Lasso?
Ted Lasso is number 10.
Oh, good one, Gabe. Way to redeem yourself.
Now, 2 of these are tough. 1 of them you should have already got. But 2...
We just need to get 1 more, Jen. That's all we have to do.
Okay.
We have...
Yeah, you just need 1 more.
1 more, and we have
There's
1 incorrect
one right
guess
in your
left.
Face. Mm-hmm. It's right in your face.
So let me ask
in
you a question.
Face.
Would Seinfeld be on this list, or is that
Could
too
be.
Old?
No. I mean, if Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul are...
There's no network. No network.
What? Okay.
Well,
we established
that's just
that that's
NBC,
not true.
NBC, CBS, ABC.
None of the legacy.
Yeah.
Well, plus these seem to be dramas, not sitcoms.
Is there a cutoff time, like a deadline for the shows? Like, I never watched The Wire. That feels like an old show, but I know a lot of people did watch The Wire.
I already guessed The Wire. It was
and
incorrect.
It was not on
yeah,
this.
He already guessed it. Yeah. This series was so good. It was must-watch TV.
We already did Game of Thrones. That was must-watch TV. Was there anything else that was must-watch?
Yeah, like, I'm trying to think of the older HBO shows of, like, the golden era.
The Office?
Josh.
No, because that's a sitcom.
Okay. 9.
Oh, we're only doing dramas.
Mm-hmm.
Succession?
9?
Succession could be on there.
Not on there.
These are not real guesses, too.
The one... Oh, sorry. The one you should get, I think it's a Netflix series.
Yes.
It is a Netflix series. There's an HBO, a
two
Netflix.
HBOs.
Oh, so two HBOs and a Netflix?
And a Netflix. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, and I was crushing HBO.
You
like, Sex in the City
the
would
Netflix.
Be on it, but only women watch Sex in the
no,
City.
No, the layup so is Netflix. Not. The layup is Netflix.
Oh, my goodness. You're crushing me right now. Joshy, we need more clues.
You guys got away from the limited series thing, which I think is
I don't
informative.
Know what that means.
Typically, it is 1 season of like 6 to 8 episodes.
That
sometimes a few more.
Watch?
True Detective?
No, because that's more than 1.
Dang it! That seemed like a good
done.
Guess, though. What about Curb? Would Curb be one?
That's a sitcom.
Sitcom.
Dang
you
it!
Keep going to comedies.
West Wing?
One of them has to do
that's
with
NBC. Said no.
A world-changing disaster.
Oppenheimer. There was one
the
about
Last the- of Us.
No.
What was the
real
about-
a real disaster?
What about the bomb?
Gabe, the Blammer.
The Blammer.
That's your hint. The Blammer.
I mean, he talks about Mickey Mouse drinks. I don't think it's a Mickey Mouse show that we're talking about.
Josh, was that a good clue?
Yeah, it is fair.
The Blammer.
Natural disaster that Blammer's associated with. Well, not natural, actually.
I have no idea.
Chernobyl.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh. Chernobyl corn.
And yes, that show everybody watched.
Yeah.
I watched 1.5 episodes and was like,
all right.
I'm out.
I loved
5
it.
Is great series. Military.
Oh my gosh, I'm so.
Band of Brothers? Gabe.
Yeah.
Band of Brothers.
Oh. That's
Justin
also.
Justin Bateman.
Ozark.
How did you guys miss Ozark?
I'm so
Jason,
mad about
that's Jason, Bateman.
Jason.
Isn't that what he said?
He said Justin.
Justin.
You had a really tough time listening the entire segment.
You know what? Like Goody said earlier in the show,
wait,
fantastic
so what did
list,
you remove?
Hall of Fame, so good.
What did you remove from the
Stupid
list?
Stupid ones. Never even heard of them. This is what I removed. The Handyman's Tale.
Oh, my
two.
God.
The Handmaiden's tale.
Wow. The irony. Like, the great irony of you removing
hold on.
The Handmaid's Tale.
And then calling it the Handyman's Tale.
Oh, my God.
The Morning Show.
All from Apple
so
TV
good.
Plus. Yeah, that's
again,
good.
Black.
Another-
Black Mirror.
Oh, Black Mirror is really good.
Jeez, terrible. Who let you be in charge of this?
Now, The Queen's Gambit. Maybe I've heard of it.
Amazing. Do you notice that you eliminated the chick ones? You eliminated The Handmaid's Tale. You eliminated the morning show. The Handyman's
Tale. I think you've been watching it wrong, Jen. If you watch it from the handyman's perspective, it completely is a different series.
That is actually tolerable.
The Walking Dead. Come on, what are we doing here?
I mean, that was the biggest thing for like a decade.
Yeah, that was. I mean, the biggest shows in AMC are Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't gonna say anything. This list was carmiable.
Carmiable?
Carmiable.
Nobody knows what that means.
Oh, that you could win a Carmy for it? Jeez.
Yeah, for worst segment
ever.
Self-praise
stink PU.
So good. Don't let them bring you down, Josh.
I cannot believe you eliminated all of the chick shows.
He also insinuated that they were all foreign and they're all just clearly American.
Yeah.
And the one Chernobyl, which is foreign and has people in Russia doing English accents.
Which, by the way, you could have eliminated because, like you said, it was a limited series as opposed to like a full-fledged show. No, that one you kept.
No, because he liked that one.
Because of your buddy.
I'm watching The Handyman's Tale tonight.
Oh, yeah. I would love to hear your review of that one, too. All right, we'll take a break. We'll take a break on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. What a disaster.
Dear Lord. A weekly pulse on the Milwaukee Bucks, straight from a fan favorite and Bucks legend. Tune into Hear District with Marcus Johnson, Bucks Plus audio production. Marcus and his son Chris, who is a 1995 UCLA champs hoop himself, talk about everything happening in the Bucks world and are joined by some of the biggest names in basketball. Plus, they'll answer some of your questions too. Stay on Beat of the Bucks and find Hear District now, bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So overrated.
Come on, his head is a pumpkin.
Yeah, he's so right. Chewy's never been more right about anything.
Ed Sheeran.
Chewy was right. Yeah. Holy Chewy was right.
Yeah. Imagine the helmet on that dome. It'd be the first 8.5 size. What the?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Reaction flying in to Chewy's great adventure.
Selective list.
Dumpy in West Bend says, I saw The Handyman's Tale. Tim Allen was great. Ay, ay, ay. Michael in the 815 says, I'm surprised Chewy doesn't like Black Mirror as it deals with the horrors of technological advances that is one step away from today's reality. Did you know that's what Black Mirror was about, Chew?
No. You know what? After watching Severance, have you guys both watched that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am the way caught up.
Are you caught up too, Chew?
I'm on, I think, 4.
So no.
Well, I can't watch tonight. Angie's out of town, but that's weird.
Yeah.
I like weird. It is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
It's very weird.
Good, though.
I think it gets weirder as the show goes on.
Yeah.
I mean, you understand things a little bit more, but it's still weird.
Okay. Could it happen?
I mean, I doubt it.
Wait, would you be into it? Let me ask you a question. Would you be into it? Would you be into severing your, basically, brain so that when you're at work, you only address work things, and when you're at home, you only address home things, and there's no bleed over? There's no crossover.
Would I be into that?
Think less about radio and more about football.
No, I think I would. But you know what? Sundays were so whatever. You know, whenever we played a game was awesome. The rest sucked. The stress, the yelling, the thinking, all that stuff that goes along with
it. But you wouldn't know about any of that stuff when you were at home. You would know that your body hurt, right?
Yes.
Because you've obviously played an NFL football game.
You would separate the stressfulness of it. So, yeah, I'd probably be into it.
But wouldn't you want to have the memories of, you know, scoring that 2-point conversion in the Super Bowl?
Not Monday through Saturday. They can have that stuff.
Well, yeah, but I mean, Sunday's part of the job, man.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you'd have to be severed the game. Yeah, you would have to be you'd be severed for the game.
Well, and just think about this, Chew. Now you're sitting at home on your couch on, I don't know, Monday. Let's just throw that out there.
Yeah.
And your body is killing you, right? Like your shoulders hurt, your arms hurt, your legs hurt.
Yeah.
And you don't have the explanation as to why it hurts or the memory or the rush and the adrenaline. You know what I mean? You don't have any of that stuff to like justify it in your brain.
I would just think it was Angie. That's it. I mean, I'd be like, wow, I must have snored last night because I can't feel my bicep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be explainable.
Gabe, what about you? Would you want to set?
Absolutely not. Not for me.
I don't want to distract us from our little TV conversation here, but Brian Gutekunst just said that Mark Murphy has granted him the ability to trade the first round pick, and Gutekunst wants more than the 7 picks he has, so it's safe to say he's not trading for an edge rusher. He said depends on who the edge rusher would be.
Whoa, Brian Gutekunst is already taken to the podium, huh?
Apparently, yes. It was scheduled for 9 a.m. Eastern.
Now, to me...
10 a.m. Eastern, sorry.
To me, that is so weird that Murphy has to give him the okay to do it. That is just... I don't think that's a good system. I'm sorry. That's micromanaging too much. You agree?
Did he say it in jest? Maybe he said it because he knows the narrative that's out there that like Mark Murphy wants that first round pick. Again, it is just a narrative. It's not like Mark Murphy has ever said Green Bay is hosting the NFL draft, therefore we must make a pick in the first round. It's just people thinking that this is his swan song. He wants that moment on stage of Green Bay making the pick in Green Bay before he rides off into the sunset. Could he have been saying it in jest? Could it have been like, oh, you know, he's allowing me to. He's going to let me do it. Is it possible?
Yeah, but I guess it's possible. I don't think it is, Jen. But what would be the equivalent to LaFleur? Hey, I don't want you kicking that field goal if we drive down. Don't be kicking the... I mean, what are we doing here? Gabe, you seem perplexed.
Well, but I mean, this specific instance is different to me. Like, do I think that Mark Murphy was... You know, in previous drafts, like, oh, I got to get the okay from Mark if I want to make this trade. I don't think so. Like, this draft specifically is different because it's in Green Bay.
Yeah, it's extraordinary circumstances.
Yeah, like, I think it's... I think it's extraordinary circumstances.
Best for the organization.
So I think Goody probably just went, hey, look, Mark, I know this thing's your baby. I know you want us to have a first round pick. I just want to make sure you're cool if I end up trading that first round pick, if I have an opportunity to do so and really improve the football.
Isn't it extra informative that the conversation was even had? Have you ever debated the Packers trading a first round pick? I haven't.
Yeah.
Like, well, we
I haven't
did,
even
though.
Considered it.
Well, but we did when we were talking about if you're going to use it on an edge rusher, if you're going to use that pick to trade for an edge rusher who is a known commodity.
Correct. What I'm saying is, for the fact of them having that conversation, I imagine that conversation never happens at Green Bay.
Are we going never to trade the first round
right,
pick?
Are we? Can I trade the first round pick if something arises? I just don't imagine that's something they speak about.
But, and Jen, you could probably speak better to this. This isn't a very good draft. Everything I've seen is this draft is meh. So we talk about it, you know, and I think, I don't know who it was, Ted or Ron or whatever said, there's 15 guys maybe that are special in a draft, and then everyone's kind of the same after that. So I kind of get what he's saying with this being a so-so draft. There isn't a difference. What do they have, the 23rd pick?
Yes.
Yes.
Is there a difference between the 23rd pick, maybe that you don't need, and the 33rd pick? I still don't think it should be coming from Mark Murphy.
But I don't think it's coming from Murphy. If I had to guess, Chew, I think Goody went to Murphy and went, hey, if this situation comes up, are you cool with this?
Okay, I just want to be clear about something before we continue this, and I know we're running out of time. Matt Schneidman posted this on social media. The second portion is a question. So it says, Brian Gutekunst says Mark Murphy told him he can trade the first round pick despite the draft being in Green Bay, period. Okay, everybody clear on that part, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gutekunst wants more than the 7 picks he has. So safe to say he's not trading a first for an edge rusher, question mark? And his response to that is, depends who that edge rusher would be, which has prompted reaction on social media to be, oh boy, he might be going out and getting an edge rusher with that first pick.
I interpreted it more of a trade back than a trade forward.
I mean, I look at that as Goody might be willing to depart with a first. I don't know if he'd be willing to depart with multiple firsts that would take. In the instance that anybody would actually become available. Because that's still the biggest part of this whole equation is Garrett or Crosby actually becoming available for a trade. Yeah. That's the big, once that happened, like all this conversation about potentially trading for one of those two is nice, and it's nice that they're prepared and they've had some of those conversations. It's all irrelevant unless one of the guys actually becomes available, which as of right now, they are not.
I'm just saying the reaction has been now as you watch people react to this post by Matt Schneidman on X. Oh, wow. This could be a reality. Oh, wow. Brian Gutekunst might actually pull the trigger and make this happen.
Yeah.
That's how people are interpreting the information that was pushed out there.
Yeah, I interpreted it the other way. Because he's done it before, right? He's done it. He's traded out of the first round to go get people farther down the line.
That's not what he's saying, though. He's asked specifically about trading for one of those edge rushers. Like, he is saying that the conversations are happening of a first-round pick being used to go get an edge rusher. That's the way it's intended to be read.
Well, then if that's the case, we'll know next week, Gabe? Is it next week? Because those bonuses are due to...
After the league year starts. So March 12th is the day the league year starts. Bonuses would be due the following Friday or Saturday if it's the second or third day of the league year.
Okay, so we'd know well before the draft.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. We'll see.
But a lot of those bonuses are due, yes, in a couple of weeks here.
As we mentioned, Brian Gutekunst was scheduled to speak to the media in about 10 minutes. It sounds like he has already started with the local media.
Yep.
And then we'll step to the main podium in about 10 minutes. And, of course, we will react to all of that tomorrow on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Got to take a break here on the show, wrap things up right after this. I know the new year is a time when a lot of people want to hit the reset button, whether it's fitness, wellness, or taking care of yourself. Let's be honest, fellas. Feeling confident in how you look and feel isn't just for the ladies. This is where Quintessa Aesthetic Center comes in. From now through March 31st, Quintessa is offering special packages to help you start this year as the most confident version of yourself. Maybe it's wellness, maybe it's weight loss plans, Botox, skincare, or even IV therapy. And if you're thinking to yourself, I would never do those things, this is crazy talk. I'm telling you, man, check out Quintessa.com. It's myquintessa.com. And just take a look around and see some of the things they have, some of the services that they offer. You might be surprised at how well they would work for you. They've got personalized options backed by medical expertise to help you look and feel your best. And this can be the year you feel the most confident inside and out by going to myquintessa.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He sounds like the Beatles.
What? Anyone?
This is a new one on me.
Listen to his interview. The way he talks. He sounds like Paul McCartney.
Ringo farted and it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible.
On 94.5 ESPN.
More details coming out of the Combine as Brian Gutekunst is speaking with the local media. Local being the Wisconsin media. Aaron Nagler, who called into the show yesterday to applaud Gabe for his take on the wide receiver situation, says, Gutekunst said this when asked about Josh Jacobs' Super Bowl comments. I talked to Josh before and after that about our football team, things that are in the media I don't pay too much attention to unless it's something that's detrimental to our football team, which that was not. So Chew, he did talk to him about it, but it doesn't sound like there was any sort of reprimand as far as talking out of turn or anything when Josh Jacobs was saying that basically the Packers need more pieces. They need more guys.
Well, and specifically saying we need a number one receiver. I mean, that was the specific thing that could have irked and obviously did irk some of his teammates online because of some of the reactions that Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks had to that specific comment.
Chew, what do you make of that reaction that Brian Gutekunst said about the Josh Jacobs thing?
That's fine. I rarely talk to Ron in all my years of playing. I think that's kind of weird. That's kind of a coach's thing. But back to the first round draft pick, didn't he say in there, though, that he's not comfortable with his amount of picks and he wants more?
Yeah. He would like to have more.
It doesn't make sense then that he's trading for one of those special D linemen because then he would be losing picks.
Well, you'd lose one pick.
You'd lose more than that.
Well, you'd lose one pick this year.
And then you could maybe he'll trade back in the draft.
He's always trading back and getting more picks. Like, you could do that throughout the remaining rounds. It's not just your first round pick.
You know what? I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the easy way to answer this, because, of course, we don't have a history of trading first-round picks. But
yeah,
there's information being gleaned here from even the consideration of a first-round pick being available. Because we, Gabe correctly thought, is this even a realistic thing? Would Mark Murphy consider it? And they said they would.
Consider not having a first-round pick?
Yeah.
He's going to move back and pick up two picks in the second round. That's how I don't know.
But he was asked about trading the first round.
I know. Hey, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Right now, I'm going to enjoy the list I put together because it was outstanding.
That's enough. I turned him off.
I was going to say, yeah, because that's what the general consensus was.
Self-praise stink PU is apparently something that doesn't apply on Tuesday.
Will D'Antonis is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great day, everybody.
We are still dealing with a lot of accidents out there, specifically the one on 94 eastbound to northbound 41 in the Zoo Interchange. That ramp is closed because of a crash. We've also got one on 894 eastbound just as you're getting in from the Hale Interchange off on the left shoulder. Another one southbound 94 south of the Mitchell Interchange off on the right shoulder. Now, generally, delays across the area, southbound on 43 from Silver.